What is ASMR?
ASMR is like, you have to be quiet and then they'll make some nice noises with the slime I just now told you about.
Sounds very confusing. And Arnav, you have something to say about that?
Yeah, so ASMR is, like Anurag said, uses a lot of slime and all that, and usually they show like lovely patterns and also some very like satisfying noises, which is supposedly meant to make you sleep if you're very quiet.
So you watch those videos to sleep?
Not exactly, we want to see if what people say is actually true and that it actually makes you sleep. We have tried it out, it is really satisfying and somewhat peaceful when we watch those videos, that we don't make much noise, but the truth is it's really not helped us sleep in any way.
Yeah. So have you guys played PUBG anytime?
No. I mean, the only reason I haven't played PUBG is because I'm just bad at shooting games and stuff that involves shooting and war and stuff like that. So I never showed any interest in those games. Even when PUBG and Fortnite and stuff came up, I really didn't have much interest. So what I mostly play is like games which relate to football, cricket and other sports. Usually not shooting ones.
Okay, and Anurag, what do you spend time on the screen doing?
I only watch some videos or play some games for very less time because it's very boring. And then about PUBG, I played it for like 1 minute or so, and it was so boring that I just deleted the game straight away.
One of those which I've taken a real fancy to over the past couple of years is running. I ran my first half marathon in 2016 and I have been a fan of running ever since. In 2017, I faced some problems with my back, so I had to cut down on my running. But thankfully, from 2018 onwards, I have slowly started to increase my running again. And one of the things which I've tried to do is pass on my love for running to my nephews. And last year, I took Arnav for the TCS 6K Maja Run. And this year, we are again going for the TCS 5K Maja Run. Sadly, Thandurag has to wait one more year, as he has to be at least 10 years old for him to take part in the TCS 5K. So Arnav, please tell us about your experience of running the 6K run last year.
So, it was my first experience of a run of any sorts. And I have to thank Pawan for introducing me to it. And as I also realized, 6K is just the beginning and there are a lot more things I can do. But it was a good first experience. As I've told a lot of you before, I love first experiences, and that was something that was really good.
So this was one case where you had a good first experience.
Yeah.
And Thandurag, you also were very keen to run, but unfortunately, you have to be 1 year older. Will you also be interested in taking part in all these small runs when?
Yeah. Sure, because maybe I might get introduced to more such thing other than walking, jogging, maybe running too.
Okay. And Arnav, last time you ran through some prominent landmarks in Bangalore. Can you just tell people a little more about that? What you were able to recollect? We ran through Vidhan Sauda, through Kabban Park, MG Road, the Chinnaswamy Stadium and all of that. What is the one thing you still remember from last year?
So as Pawan said now, we ran through a lot of these really like popular places. Not exactly popular, but I'm not getting the word for it. So one thing I noticed in all those places was that there was a lot of greenery. And also, one thing I liked about that run was that they had good like first aid system, and then all sort of places where they sold water bottles and stuff, which I liked about the entire thing. But more than that, it just felt like it was something totally different to what I usually do.
Sticking on with the topic of running and physical activity, one thing which has been a drastic change from my childhood to yours is the advent of screens and video games. And there was one game, PUBG, which, you know, was making the news last year when the PM himself spoke about it and all of that. What are your thoughts on screen time?
So for us, that is me and my brother, we usually get our screen time, that is during school, during the time we have school, we usually get a screen time only during the weekends. And but there are most of my other friends usually get at least 2 to 3 hours of screen time every day throughout the week, whereas we are one of the very few people who get screen time only during the weekend. So maybe I have to agree we exceed our screen time by a lot, but that's because we don't get as much screen time as maybe all my other friends would be getting. So, but the good thing about it, at least I'm not overdoing my screen time as much as other people are doing, and I feel that's a good thing.
And Anurag? Just tell us a little more about how much time you spend on screens, and what exactly do you do when you open YouTube and all that?
When I open YouTube, I see some videos, some different videos, like some ASMR, some slime videos, like that.
What are slime videos?
Not slam, slime. So they make like a stretchy thing, like which you can play with. That's what it's called, slime.
Okay. And what is ASMR?
ASMR is like you have to be quiet, and then they'll make some nice noises with the slime I just now told you about.
It sounds very confusing. And Arnav, you have something to say about that?
Yeah, so ASMR is, like Anurag said, uses a lot of slime and all that, and usually they show like lovely patterns and also some very like satisfying noises, which is supposedly meant to make you sleep if you're very quiet.
So you watch those videos to sleep?
Not exactly, we just want to see, if what people say is actually true and that it actually makes you sleep. We have tried it out, it is really satisfying and somewhat peaceful when we watch those videos, that we don't make much noise, but the truth is, it's really not helped us sleep in any way.
Yeah. So, have you guys played PUBG anytime?
No. I mean, the only reason I haven't played PUBG is because I'm just bad at shooting games and stuff that involves shooting and war and stuff like that. So I never showed any interest in those games. Even when PUBG and Fortnite and stuff came up, I really didn't have much interest. So what I mostly play is like games like which relate to football, cricket and other sports. Usually not shooting ones.
Okay, and Anurag, what do you spend time on the screen doing?
I only watch some videos or play some games for very less time because it's very boring. And then about PUBG, I played it for like 1 minute or so, and it was so boring that I just deleted the game straight away.
How did you get your hands on the game?
Because my friends were talking about it, so they told it was good. But when I played the game, it was very boring and there's nothing so great in the game.
One more thing which you guys were saying is, you know, holidays are boring and you guys couldn't wait to get back to school. Sorry, or you can't wait to get back to school. But when school starts, you'll be looking forward to holidays. So how do you solve this dilemma?
Yeah, so the only way, according to me, to solve this dilemma is to feel happy when I'm having my holidays and also be happy when I'm having my school, to solve both sides of the equation.
And how does one do that?
See, I actually don't have many suggestions for that. how you think school and vacation, whether you think school's a burden or whether school's fun, and whether holiday is something which just is boring or something where you can have a lot of new experiences.
What about you, Anurag?
I think holidays is fun and school is fun at the same time, because when you have school, it is actually fun, but so many people think it's boring. I don't understand why.
So you really enjoy school?
Yeah, except for the exams and homeworks. Homework.
Okay, so exams and homework are quite a large part of school life. What else you really enjoy about school?
I actually enjoy exams, but I don't enjoy the homework, because they give homework like one day before the exam, but still doesn't matter, because even if you don't do the homework, teacher won't scold us because there's an exam the next day.
So, as it is quite obviously seen, homework and exams are part and parcel of school life. And again, like about holidays and school as a whole, it's based on how you take it, in what way, like in a positive or negative way. How you take it is how the feels in the end. According to me, exams are more than a burden. I feel exams are a way to show your talent and show what you can do to the world. And according to me, it's not only exam, but also many other ways in which you can show what you do, and not necessarily only exams. About homework, even I feel homework is a burden sometimes, because I have many other better things to do, like watch football matches and read books and play games or something like that. But yeah, but it's just, again, like I said, a part and parcel of school life, and it has to be done.
So there's one thing I've never understood, even when I was in school, is that this stupid concept of holiday homework. What are your thoughts on holiday homework?
So, what our teachers say is that holiday homework is something that keeps your mind refreshed during the holiday, so that you don't forget your concepts. But I yet don't understand why they're making us do that, because we are anyway not going to get a repeat of any of those concepts the next year. So I yet don't understand the concept of giving us holiday homework when holiday is meant to be doing, meant to have like fun time and do something different rather than doing what we would usually do in school.
That's a very interesting answer. And Anurag, what are your thoughts on holiday homework?
Holiday homework is just a spoiler of my holiday, because it every day my mom will tell me to do the holiday homework, but I just don't listen because it's so boring, as anybody thinks.
Okay, that was another very interesting discussion with Anam and Anurag. It ranged from the TCS 5K to video games and to homework. That concludes this segment of the podcast. We will return soon with the next segment of the Three Musketeers. I'm your host, Pawan. See you soon.